everyone, welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And He's always up to something good. The Lord our God takes us beyond limitations. Sometimes people, they don't go beyond their limitations as much as they would like to. Because it always takes trust. You got to trust God with the future. You got to trust God with something that you haven't seen yet. But His track record is good. And what He'll show you in the places that He takes us is good. Now, let's look at it from a biblical perspective. The Word says, I have not seen nor have ear heard what God has in store for us. Now let's look again at the Exodus. Here the children of God, the people of God, they left their bondage of Egypt into a wilderness. Now whenever they were led somewhere by Pharaoh, it was never good. It was always something for his advantage. When the armies led them somewhere or had them to go into their labor camps, however they had it, it was never good. It was better than the wilderness that God led them to because they wanted to go back. It was hard work, but they were used to it, and they were used to the way it was organized. They was used to the order. But the wilderness was worse, because they didn't see where God was going. Even in their day, the Lord was going to give, He was going to give them a better land than Egypt ever was. A strategic land. And it would have been blessed if they would have been obedient. Now this is why. The earth operates under the order of man. And if they would have submitted their lives to God, the more they did so, the more the earth would have been groomed to their favor. Now the land was already prepared. That's why when the spies went out, the grapes were big and they brought them back. The land was good. It was not because the people there were good, but it was because the Lord had prepared it for His people. Abundance and no lack. But they had to cross the wilderness because they had to pass through that to get to where God was going to take them. It was an 11-day journey. But they continued to be disobedient because they did not trust God. They were obedient enough to put the blood on the lintel and the doorpost of their high homes. They were obedient enough to eat the Passover, and they followed all the laws that God had given them. They were used to taking orders, so they were able to operate by faith. Faith is a personal choice that you have to make. You're presented with information, but believing the information of God makes you righteous. Believing a lie makes you unrighteous. And they obeyed everything that Moses told them to do, and they all left, and they left in health, they left wealthy, all of them, because they borrowed gold and they kept it. And they were very wealthy people. And they came, and they were protected divinely. They saw good things towards them, which suggested that they had a great future ahead of them, just like us in our day. But there are many things we will not attain unless we trust God with our lives. In our current times, we got to trust what He has to say. And not override parts of God's word that we don't want to obey. We have to trust His word on everything to see the better future that we can have. Not only in the future, but right now. Some things in life we can't learn, we can't receive, and we can't go forward in unless we trust the Lord and act on His word. That's why our lives become more established. It's the trust that we have in His word. In our everyday guidance makes the difference. Example. A man is married, he and his wife. They're married to each other and they love each other. But they have different ideas about how to solve various problems. If they take their concerns, both of them, or at least one of them, take their concerns to the Lord will give them wisdom. Now, when the Lord gives you wisdom, it will solve the problem. But you have to trust Him enough to act on it and do it and speak it. If nothing else, because God said it. If you can follow the instructions He provides you with, the whole thing will be healed. Now watch this. From the root, from the heart up, He'll make all the necessary adjustments from the heart, because just like worship and praise, He wants worship to be in spirit and in truth. So the love that you want, the love that you're after, has to be unfeigned. It can't be fake. Feigned means fake. It can't be fake love. It has to be true love. Now, it doesn't matter what the other person's doing, I choose to love you anyway. I'm not afraid that you're going to hurt me because I love you. I forgive you. All right? And the Lord gives them wisdom, which requires love. Whatever God gives you requires love. All the wisdom, all the counsel requires your love towards people. So, because you love people, you act on what the Lord said to, and it works. And then healing begins, and you continue, and things get better, and you come to the point you can laugh at the problem together. And you learn the wonderful ways of God. And because you trusted Him in this, the next thing He say, you're more eager to trust Him again. Now, what if Israel would have begun to trust the Lord? They acted like God didn't want to give them water. He provided water. He told Moses to speak to the rock, and he hit the rock. But the Lord still gave water. All right? They wanted meat. They acted like God wasn't going to give them meat. Nothing but manna. And they were getting manna, and they were thriving. But they got tired eating the same thing, so they cried out for meat. He gave them meat, and they lusted after it till it came out of their nose. They ate too fast, and it came out of their nose. But they didn't trust God. And then, even with the manna, they picked too much manna, and it bred worms and stank. Now, some people picked just enough, like God told them, to on a double portion on the Sabbath day. Before the Sabbath day, and it didn't breed worms and stink. We have to consider what the Lord is doing and learn from it. Now, everybody that gets saved, not only will they miss hell fire and forever be without water in a body that can't die, and they have to see monsters and demons and foolishness and hear evil speech forever. But we will live forever in a glorious kingdom that it grows in every direction better and better. See, what the enemy is hiding, it's not that he's hiding, he buffets people away from the wisdom of God. He feed them lies, and they believe that, and they don't go forward. If you can't trust God, you're not going to go forward. And because you haven't seen what's available, you can't value it. Only through the eyes of faith can you value what God has really done for us. And I've heard Christians, they act like they question God's character. They act like they're estranged from Him. They don't really know Him because they don't spend time with their Father. And because they don't spend time with Him, they don't trust Him either. But they do believe that that He saved them, and they're thankful for their salvation. And they walk uprightly. They don't go out and sin and party. But in the back of their mind, they just don't trust Him. And when they get bad news, they get afraid. And to the point that they say, if it's the Lord's will, I'll live. If not, I'll go to heaven. And they're sad. And that's not the way to be. That's just not a good testimony. It suggests that the world is right and God is wrong. Now, the way we believe is based on what we feed our heart and what we focus on. Even if you don't have the skill to believe and be healed of cancer or whatever it is, there are elders that will pray for you and you can get healed. But you have to determine, I'm going to beat this. There were times I didn't know what to do. I just decided, I'm going to learn this. I didn't know how I was going to learn it. But I asked the Lord to show me. And I kept my mouth shut around negative people. There are some negative Christians, they don't believe nothing. They barely believe for their own salvation. So when people act like that, I don't tell them what I'm doing. And I never will. Because I protect my faith. And I don't want to argue about faith. I live by my faith. The just shall live by his faith. If they can believe, then I'll talk. But I don't tell people the details of my plans unless the Lord move on me to do it. Because I'm not going to feed a doubter. And then the enemy will use them against me as a weapon. I do what I have to do to stay in my faith. I love faith. I love trust. People can't see what you see when you talk to the Lord and He revealed things to you. Even good people. People trust God for different things. But some things you just have to hold on to it until you're strong. And some things are too important to risk. Somebody with a doubtful disposition. Some people think they're supposed to be greater than you, and they don't want you to do something greater than them. Like Diotrephes, he didn't want John to come around. Now these are the reasons people don't go forward. And God can't build on a weak foundation. What you believe is your foundation. What you believe is your foundation. And how can you ask God to build on a foundation that's already crumbling? You got to get the foundation right first. I don't want to be put in a position that somebody else is in and I'm not ready and I'm not stable yet. Because the one thing always happens to ministries and things that's built with a weak foundation, they always come back down. And they come down faster than they go up. And it hurts, it does more damage. If we don't build with God, we scatter. If the basic things are not in place, how can the Lord rest on a ministry when the foundation is weak? He's not going to do it for anyone. That's why we have to trust Him beyond what we see. And He was going to usher us into a better life. From this point on, see, there's no limit on how much you can receive and how far you can go. But I wouldn't want to prosper in my plan and neglect God's plan. No. God's plan to be in place. That's more important than mine. I don't know everything. You know, Men will ask for better homes and cars, and they just happy and good friends and family and thriving church, and they just as happy as a lot. But God has a greater plan than all that. Instead of you winning thousands to the Lord, he can cause you to do things that will win billions to the Lord. Now, I can't take not one car, not one house, nor all my clothes. None of those things are going to heaven with me. Souls is what's going to heaven. Remember, the Lord is wise in all that he does. He won't lead you wrong. You never fear it. Never fear that. But those that we can take, I want nice things too. I pray for the kind of vehicle I wanted and the house. But I'm not going to go and buy a bigger house when I could be doing things for God. I don't want all my money tied up in me. I'm content with what I have, and the Lord gave me something that I can win souls with. I'd rather put my efforts in that. That's just me. A man can't be people that love silver, they can't be satisfied with silver in the world system. See, that's why the world system, people can become so greedy, it's insanity. They can desire billions and get in strife because they want greater. They already have more money than they'll ever need. And they don't have any friends. They don't have any fun. They buy everything they have. Some people buy their own spouse. They get tired of the one that love them because their greed has become insanity. And they just go buy them a spouse, somebody that'll do whatever they say for money. That whole life is, I would never want to be like that, ever. That's not life. I value family. I value people. I love everybody. And I want my whole life to represent the love of God to everybody that I know. And I know the enemy is an accuser. I don't want there to be not one person that I did wrong. And I love people, and I want my life to represent the fact that I love people. I can't always do the things that I want to do for people because of a full schedule and circumstances, but I love people. And I said, Lord, I don't know what to do. You gave me this anointing, and I want to use it. And he gave me the radio broadcast, and then this website ministry, and Living Letter Ministries. I write. I hadn't written anything in a while. I mostly do the audio broadcasts. I do them now. And my schedule's so tight, I hope I don't have to write anything for a while. But the Lord's will be done. I follow him, and it works. If you can trust the Lord, you can do anything. Nothing's impossible anymore when you follow the Lord your God and King. Now, God loves us, and he cares about us in every way there is. He wants us to know him. He wants us to go forward. He wants us to be assured in his perfect ways. So, as we go forward, do all to stand. Do all that's in his heart. The Lord our God has so much to say. There's so much to live for. There's so many blessings to be attained. And the Lord is mightily moving by his Spirit. He's doing things to help us out, help us grow. And as we go forward in him, we do great things, wondrous works. And he's going to always be there to help us out. Now, I'm out of time. But the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. All throughout your life will he move.
with his wondrous works. He will amaze you permanently. I'm out of time. If the Lord is not, he'll continue to move. Thank you.